Pray with me. Now into these moments, O God, send the work of your Holy Spirit. Instill in our hearing, in our understanding, and in our believing the power to live out your will and your work. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. This morning, we start with the simplest of verses that Jesus would share out of Matthew's gospel. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. An invitation for us to kick off this year's four-week series on From the Heart. Alex Cook, who is an author and writer, acknowledges that for many Christians, there is great surprise when they discover that much of the Bible talks about money, wealth, and possessions. In fact, there are over 2,300 verses in the Scriptures that identify such work. If you do the simple math, if we only cover four a year, we've got about 600 years in this campaign. Don't panic. Jesus also spoke greatly of money. Roughly 15% of his preaching addressed the gifts of finances. 11 of the 39 parables Jesus taught specifically addressed it. It was, for him, the most talked about topic. The most. And so this morning we come to hear in one single verse an admonition that you and I would examine our treasure to see where our heart is. Now, have you watched sporting events? Have you noticed individuals wearing specific team-themed garments? Maybe they're necklaces with Buckeye nuts. Maybe they're Bengal, black and red. See, I was just checking if you were listening. You and I would discover that somehow if we'd show up at church like that, people would look somewhat strange at us. And yet somehow the enthusiasm that is left at the stadium is remiss when the people of God gather together. You'll understand that for the writer of Ecclesiastes, he told us to guard ourselves, to not be foolish just merely to show up and offer sacrifice and check the box and say, we're now done, we're finished. That's the offering of a fool, the writer of Ecclesiastes says. The one whose heart envisions the nature of treasure itself and seeks to multiply it in such a fashion is the one out of which the writer says is gathered correctly into God's house. But then there's an interesting line that was continued on in that scripture passage. An understanding that for you and me in the current culture in which we live, a recommendation that we guard our words as few. Instead of claiming to others our insights and knowledge and our understandings, instead of that which is from heaven and God alone. For the writer says, God dwells in heaven and we on earth, and therefore we who are on earth are limited in our understanding, but God who is in heaven has articulated the power of the gospel for those who would believe. And for those of us who are on earth, the writer of Ecclesiastes says, may your words be few. Oh, if every preacher would listen to those words. You and I discover once again that for Jesus, he has us understand where our treasure resides, where our heart examines, our lives give forth God's praise. You can look at your bank statements and you can look at your charge card accounts and you can reference the listing in your check registries, all to discover whether or not your heart is with Christ or in another place you treasure. Some of us would understand by the quick reading that perhaps our treasure's more at Kroger's than it is at church. We'd spend more as a people about our own sustaining needs than the needs of those around us, when in fact the same survey that was done suggests that for us as Americans, nearly 40% of the food we purchase is thrown away as spoiled and waste. Oh, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Maybe that is why God understands that there's enough in all of his creation to care for all of his children. And yet some of us let 40% of it go to waste. How can we, who are God's children here and now, demonstrate where that love and heart capacity burns? I remember one moment early in my youth when near Valentine's Day, I decided to express my love and infatuation to a specific girl. I collected all my... Not her. I said it was early, remember? So it was real early. And I collected what I knew I would need, and I went out and purchased a heart-shaped box of chocolate. And I arrived at the door of my beloved and rang the doorbell. And she opened the door there to see my petition of joy and expectation. And she accepted the heart with a kind thank you. And immediately over our shoulder, another person appeared who had also brought not only chocolate, but flowers. Oh, why should we treasure things on earth instead of that which is in heaven? Oh, why would you and I think merely our offerings might be some kind of bribery or exchange with a heavenly one so that he would know our heart's intent? Instead of understanding that all God has equipped us with are the words that Christ has taught us to care for those who are broken and afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord. In this season of giving from the heart, may we examine our treasure, for that is where our heart is located. And may our heart be given alone to God. Amen.